And now this special counsel has been appointed. We'll take all that up coming up after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We may not break any heat records today, but it will be in the 90s again, forecasters say. Dulles set a new record yesterday. BWI tied one, and at Reagan Nationally, the high temperature is just 1 degree shy of tying the day's record. And with this suddenly summer-like heat, you may have already experienced this, a sweltering Metro subway car with no working air conditioning.
In fact, Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld's not immune. He says he was in a hot car on his way up to an event in Montgomery County this week.
We talked to the operator, and they had already talked to the mechanics, and they literally came on board and checked, and they said, well, let's get us to the end of the line. We'll take some out of service.
That's what you're told to do. Let the conductor know using the car's intercom. Wiedefeld says newer cars should be more reliable.
The 7000 series that we have now is a third of the peak period.
And they're rehabbing other cars along with throwing out some of the oldest.
But on some of these, very complex, very old, and at some point, it's like, let's stop investing in this stuff. Let's move on to the new stuff.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller to be special counsel to oversee the Russia investigation is being greeted with enthusiasm on Capitol Hill by Republicans and Democrats alike.
We heard from the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, and the ranking member, Mark Warner, who, of course, are leading their own investigation Senate side, praising this pick. They said in a statement, quote, the appointment of former FBI director and respected lawyer Robert Mueller as special counsel for the Russia investigation is a positive development and will provide some certainty for the American people that the investigation will proceed fairly and free of political influence.
Correspondent Sunland Surfati. A Tulsa jury has acquitted a white police officer who says she fired her gun out of fear last year when she killed an unarmed black man. But the family of Terrence Crutcher expressed outrage after jurors found Officer Betty Jo Shelby not guilty of first-degree manslaughter, and the verdict also prompted a peaceful protest and demonstration outside the Tulsa courthouse. One of the protesters beaten outside the Turkish embassy here in Washington on Tuesday is telling her story.
The founder of the Yazidi Relief Fund, Lucy Asoyan, tells the Larry O'Connor Show she and about a dozen other people were greeted by offensive chanting when they arrived at the Turkish embassy Tuesday to protest atrocities in Turkey.
Because we had Kurds amongst us, so they were chanting like useless losers.
Soon after, a group of people she says were dressed like special security forces ran against them.
They attacked us, and next thing I know I was on the ground.
Being beaten. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For one day, tolls collected on the Dulles Greenway are going to charity.
Today is the 12th annual Drive for Charity. Tolls collected during the day on the 14-mile Dulles Greenway, which connects Dulles Airport with Leesburg, are being donated to six local charities. But spokesman Terry Hoffman says that's not all.
We also have a scholarship program where we'll give one senior from East Loudoun County High School a $2,000 scholarship.
Last year, more than $330,000 was raised. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Post reports it has obtained a confidential report showing how former schools chancellor Kaya Henderson routinely helped well-connected D.C. parents circumvent the rules to get their kids into highly desirable schools. And those who benefited from Henderson's efforts included two senior aides to Mayor Muriel Bowser. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,607, the Nasdaq at 6011. Sports: Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman combined go 0-for-8 as the Nats lose to the Pirates, the Orioles lose in Detroit, and Kentucky Derby winner Always Dreaming is the early favorite at the Preakness. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With two-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Boy, it's a mess right now getting through town. 295 northbound with the road work at Benning. They were doing the paving overnight, so they had that lingering project. And then we had a crash in the backup. So northbound 295, definitely need to plan for extra time and patience. Delays almost back near the 11th Street Bridge, passing Pennsylvania Avenue to the work zone in the crash. Southbound, right as you merge off 50, that's where those delays begin. Now, for the Beltway, Maryland, new problem is going to be on the inner loop just past 214 Central Avenue. Reports of a crash, and I am starting to see some volume quickly forming. Again, inner loop southbound past 214 Central Avenue. Outer loop looks good at 214 and extending up towards 50 John Hanson Highway. Then you'll hit the tie-ups College Park to Silver Spring. We've had two separate problems between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Should be to the shoulder. And we'll take you into town with the water main break. Repairs ongoing through at least the day. MacArthur Boulevard remains closed between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another very warm morning and near record heat once again this afternoon. Dulles had a record high yesterday. 93 today is three shy of the record of 96. Partly cloudy sky and an air quality alert. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Arlington, 63 in Bowie, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. James Comey did not share his Trump conversation memos with his superiors. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. It's almost Friday. Joining us later on the show, Garrett Graff will be with us. He is the author of The Threat Matrix, the FBI at War. And it was about how Mueller reinvented the FBI post 9/11. So who better to talk to us about Robert Mueller than Garrett Graff? Coming up at 7:05, Robert McDowell. He's a former FCC commissioner. At 7:15, it is Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, it's Steve Moore. And at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joining us. I am Mary Walter, sitting next to Brian Wilson.
Well, we got all kinds of stuff going on with your Federal Bureau of Investigation. You know, it doesn't have a director, and it only has an acting director, a guy by the name of Andrew McCabe. And so the question is, who's going to be the new FBI director, and how soon might the president make that announcement? Well, I'm here to tell you that there is a, I think, a pretty good possibility we'll hear this later today. The president is getting ready to go on his international trip, and he has suggested that he'll make a decision pretty quickly on that. Yesterday, he met with a number of people who are candidates for the job. And let me share with you some of these names, and then I'll tell you what I think probably would happen. He met with, former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. Now, Joe Lieberman was an independent who caucused with Democrats, and of course, was the vice presidential nominee in the year 2000, I think it was. In 2000. So he's a well-known entity to people in this town, and I would say has respect on both sides of the aisle. He was an independent, although he did caucus with Democrats, but Republicans trusted him, and so did Democrats, and so that's an interesting idea. The acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe, it was apparently interviewed by the president yesterday. It was Andrew McCabe, who apparently, is very much interested in the job. Be interesting to see whether that happens or not. Former Oklahoma governor Frank Keating was interviewed by the president, we are told. And Frank Keating is a man who has a law enforcement background and served, of course, in Oklahoma during the Oklahoma City bombing, and we all remember him from that. And then also, I don't know much about this guy, former FBI official Richard McFeely apparently was interviewed. Just for the record, a lot of people who listen to this program have suggested, and I thought it was a brilliant idea, Trey Gowdy up on Capitol Hill, you know, somebody people say he'd be a perfect FBI director, and he would have. He took his name out of consideration, very quietly and very subtly, just said, I'm not interested. There's been much talk about this sort of really interesting idea of Merrick Garland as somebody the president might consider. Merrick Garland, of course, was the man that Obama chose to be the next Supreme Court justice, but that never got considered. And some people said, that would be brilliant. Put Merrick Garland in there. The Democrats couldn't say a darn thing about that. Merrick Garland has apparently also said very quietly, not interested, so that name apparently not under consideration. So we'll hear an announcement hopefully today by the president on that. If I had to make a bet, I think he might go with Lieberman. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some other names out there that we don't know about. That's entirely possible. Lieberman, is sort of an interesting idea. And I think probably, because he's from Connecticut, I think Trump probably knows Lieberman pretty well.
Yeah. I'm curious as to why so many people took their name out of the hat. Like, why do you think that is?
Well, can I be honest with you?
Lie to me.
No, I
you had to buy me dinner first.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I think that there are a lot of people looked at it and said, this town is so crazy right now. This town is so nuts. I don't want any part to do with all that. I don't want that. I don't want to step into that big bag of crazy. And I think a lot of people said, it's just not worth it. I think with, quite frankly, Trey Gowdy.
Right.
I think his calculation was, man, I don't want to get in the middle of all that. Why do I need that headache?
But he would have been perfect to rein the circus in. He would have been a perfect ringmaster. Do you know what I mean? Like, he would have been the adult in the room.
Yeah.
There's no one in D.C. who's adulting. And I thought that, when President Trump got in there, he would be the adult. We had the cool dad for 8 years, and now we've got a party of teenagers, of the Democrats, who are running amok, who have never been told no and have gotten away with a whole bunch of stuff they never should have gotten away with. So now they're continuing that, now that they have an adult in the White House and there's an adult in charge who's telling them no. They're having the predictable temper tantrum, and we're still giving in to them. And so that's why I think Trey Gowdy would have been perfect. I don't know. I just don't see Lieberman as this tough guy. I just don't see him that way. McCabe is already there. McCabe, though, knows where the bodies are buried. And you've got this whole thing with the Comey memo that kind of sweeps McCabe up in it. Mm. Because McCabe gave testimony on the 11th that there have been no attempts to impede the investigation. Yet the McCabe memo, allegedly, since no one's seen the memo, we don't even know if this memo exists, but the Comey memo allegedly says that he shared his concerns with top FBI officials, which would have been McCabe because he's number two. So he's kind of swept up in this too. So if the Comey memo does exist, then did McCabe commit perjury? So you can't have him investigating himself.
Yeah.
So I kind of see why McCabe's out. I just don't see Lieberman. He's the best known name. I kind of like McFeely just because I dig the name. Did you know that that was Mr. Rogers' middle name?
Mm, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, Fred McFeely Rogers. I just don't see Lieberman as this tough guy, and I think you need a tough, strong guy. Maybe he's the strong, silent type. I just don't see him as the guy capable of reining the insanity in.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that I want in an FBI director is a man of integrity. One thing I think most everybody would agree is whether or not you always agreed with Joe Lieberman, he was a man of integrity and still is, as far as I'm concerned. Well, look, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people would say, we can't possibly do that because he caucused with Democrats. Well, okay, you're right, but this is not a political position, and what matter? And he was not a particularly political senator. He really wasn't. He would go on either side of the... He really was one of those guys, I always thought, who would take up the issue and do what he thought was right, regardless, many times, of what his own party wanted him to do.
And I think that that's noble, and I love the idea of having someone with integrity. I would like to see someone with integrity, though, who can't be pushed around, because integrity doesn't matter if you are a patsy, because the Democrats will eat you alive.
Well, he's not a patsy.
Because they are fighting for their life right now, and they're in it to win it, and the Republicans aren't. So I think we need someone who can play rough and tumble, and I don't know if that's Lieberman.
Well, it will be interesting to see. Well, the president has I've seen some reports the president may hold a press conference today, so maybe that will be the first announcement, and then he can go on his little international trip.
Why hold a press conference? Why can't they just put out a memo? Because they get so caught up in these press conferences, and they say stuff they shouldn't say. put out a memo or tweet. Mm. The one time I want him to tweet.
All right. By the way, just very quickly, again, you now have no doubt heard that there's now a special counsel to look into this Russian thing, and that would be a former FBI director, Robert Mueller, the man who ran the organization for some 12 years. We're going to be talking about that throughout the morning. We're going to be talking at 6:35 with Garrett Graff, a man who knows something of Mueller. At 7:15, we'll talk to Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst. It'll be a conversation we have throughout the morning, and I know you have some very strong feelings about that. Right now, 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, we've been busy this morning. Our latest problem, the crash near Central Avenue. If you're coming south of 50, the John Hanson Highway up ahead, passing FedEx Field, you'll hit those delays to get past 214 Central Avenue with one lane still blocked. If you're coming toward the Beltway, Route 4, Route 5, 210, haven't had any early problems, so that's in good shape. DC 295, that has been a tough go this morning with that lingering road work, the paving project now, northbound 295 at Benning Road, and then the crash in the backup. So 295, you get double whammy there, so plan for the extra patience definitely needed. Water main repairs continue and through the day. Expect MacArthur Boulevard still shut down between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road, so that's your combination workaround, Reservoir and Foxhall, to avoid that water main break. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a warm one here today. Plenty of sunshine. Record high temperatures are expected. High around 93. Tonight, a few clouds down to 73. Tomorrow, again hot, again 93. And again, that will be near our record high. Then as we get into Friday, we see some showers and thunderstorms. Still very warm, however. Temperature in the low 90s. On Saturday and Sunday, much cooler. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Temperatures in the mid-70s. And on Sunday, partly cloudy. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 6:16 on WMAO.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It's 6:17 on WMAL. Time for Critter News, which, as we like to say, is a certified fan favorite. And, dear friends, it is rare that I come to you with a story that is just this delicious and this good. And it reinforces everything we believe about people who live in Florida. I mean, it's always Florida, isn't it? It seems like there's always some crazy story about some guy or some woman in Florida who says, here, hold my beer, and then the most incredible things happen. Well, apparently that's what happened with the Florida man. Who has been hospitalized and is in very serious condition because, and I'm not making this up, folks, he tried to kiss a rattlesnake and the rattlesnake bit him on the tongue. I'm going to repeat that.
Wait.
The man was playing with a rattlesnake. He decided that he would kiss the rattlesnake, and in the process of trying to kiss said rattlesnake, the rattlesnake bit him on the tongue.
He was giving the snake tongue. Is that where we're going with this?
No,
is that pretty much what I'm getting from this story?
I don't know.
How did it bite his tongue?
Well, he tried to kiss him. He tried to kiss
him. But that means he had his tongue sticking out. That's disgusting.
All right. According to local CBS channel, I guess it's down in Jacksonville, Ron Reingold started playing with the snake and made his ill-judged move. Reingold was airlifted to a hospital, now recovering. One boy said, according to this story, I'm going to kiss it on the mouth.
So he was probably a kid. This is probably someone who's younger because it says a boy.
I don't know. And the snake bit him on the face. Ron was just acting silly, you know. I guess he thought he could kiss the devil and get away with it, but evidently he didn't.
Here's the thing. I love the way this is written. The snake is believed to have escaped after its ordeal.
Well, yeah, because he probably flung that thing about half a mile.
It is still not clear why Mr. Reingold tried to kiss the rattlesnake, because he's probably a teenage boy, and when boys are teenagers, the stupid gene is in full swing, and there was probably a group of them. And when you get teenage boys together, the more of them there are, the less sense they have. And he probably thought, hey, this is going to be cool.
I'm guessing. guessing beer was involved. I'm just me. I mean, that's sort of. Speaking of snakes, which
can we just stop with the snake talk?
Got another snake story here. It's required. You may remember we told you this story about a house here in Maryland that was called the Snake House, and basically they had it was an Annapolis area home, and they found that it had apparently underneath it. They bought this house and they moved in, and all of a sudden they're finding snakes everywhere. They said that should have been disclosed to us that there were snakes in this house, and they said that they found as many as 8 snakes, some of them as long as 7 feet long. Yeah, and then then there were a lot of little baby snakes.
Oh God!
And so apparently they decided that they wanted out of the deal. They wanted to. They feel like they should have been had this. The snake situation should have been disclosed to them. Well, the whole matter has been closed and it's been settled.
I have to tell you, I would sell my house if I lived next to that house. I would sell my house if I lived within a mile of that house. Oh hell no, no, no.
Yeah, I don't know why there were snakes there.
Who comes and takes care of that? Who do you call?
After consulting a herpetologist, a scientist who studies snakes, frogs, and amphibians, as well as wildlife.
Burn it down.
The real estate company determined where snakes were entering the house. The entrances were sealed, backed up by a 5-year warranty. They say now the house is free of snakes and can be sold.
I don't care. I'd have to burn it down.
Okay. And here's the story from China. Apparently, you know, in China,
it involves snakes.
They actually eat dogs.
Oh, God.
And apparently as many as 10 million dogs are killed each year for meat that is sold in certain markets there. And most of the dogs apparently are stolen pets or strays. Oh. And so here's the headline. Dog meat will be banned at an annual Chinese festival after activists campaign to stop millions of animals being stolen and basically barbecued. It's believed the ban will come into effect on June 15th, 1 week before the big festival.
You're just full of good news today, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, now and then, there's nothing better than a good fried piece of poodle.
Hey, ask Obama about that. He knows, right?
He knows. 6:22 on WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains 2 DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-4620 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-4620 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus 2 free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-570-4620. That's 800-570-4620 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at hashtag Military Heroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
I'm Ed, former Marine and current parts representative at Ted Britt. From all of us at Ted Britt Automotive, we honor those that have given their lives to defend our freedom.
6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway near Central Avenue. It's the accident. Inner loop southbound side right as you pass the exit for 214 Central Avenue. Stay to the far right to get by. Now, just a few moments ago, it looks like a lot of the commuters in that far left lane were using the shoulder, but they've blocked off the shoulder now. And I'm watching this in the camera. I see another police officer coming to the crash. So a lot of flashing lights. Again, inner loop past Central Avenue with delays south of 50, the John Hanson Highway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, uneventful. So that's been a good ride this morning. Have 295 slowing. Boyd northbound with this lingering work zone. Northbound at Benning, the crash and the backups, that's been cleared. Southbound, heavy delays right as you merge off of 50 on the BW Parkway. And for Virginia, 66 in Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, starting to fill in those pockets of delays as we get into the morning commute. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another very warm morning and near record heat once again this afternoon. Dulles had a record high yesterday. 93 today is three shy of the record of 96. Partly cloudy sky and an air quality alert. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 72 degrees at 627. You know, we have told you a lot over the last couple of months about this incident at Rockville High School, and it's been much reported, you know, the accusation of rape, and then those charges were eventually dropped. Well, Channel 4 has actually obtained some of the security video involving that case, and it seems to show two things here I think are very interesting, that the girl in this case apparently did go willingly into the bathroom. I mean, that video seems to suggest that it was not under any kind of coercion whatsoever. But set that aside for a moment. The Channel 4 does a more interesting thing with this. They say, look, there are cameras everywhere in the schools in Montgomery County. In fact, there are some 5,000 cameras in some 200-plus buildings that Montgomery County Schools operates. And all of those cameras, I didn't know this. This is the interesting new development. All of those cameras feed into a central point at school headquarters. So in other words, at headquarters is a point where you could look at any of those cameras at any time and see what's going on in real time. And the parents are very upset. They say, look, none of this should have ever happened because the cameras were there. If anybody had only been looking at the cameras, then they would have seen what was going on, and perhaps they could have prevented this thing from going forward. Perhaps they could have been on top of it rather than going back and looking at the videotape later and trying to follow up on it. And I think they're going to spend $2 million in Montgomery County, Mary, to upgrade security and do additional things. How about you take that $2 million and put people in front of the monitors to monitor the cameras in real time so that you can be proactive rather than reactive when it comes to the security of our children? I don't understand this.
Well, they're going to have an entire system that if you see two people going into the bathroom, a boy and a girl going into the bathroom over here, you're going to have some kind of system where you can call somebody to alert somebody to get somebody there to go in and find out what's going on. It's going to be very, it's going to be a lot. And what's going to happen? So now if something happens, they're on the hook because you didn't see it and didn't prevent it because now you can.
Well, but you have a better chance of having some impact on crime if you can prevent it rather rather than react
to
it.
Oh, I agree. Listen, I agree with that, but I understand also why they're not manned at the same time.
Yeah, well, you know, take some of those people, watch the cameras, and I think the parents have a good point on this one. Listen, it's a tragic story no matter how it turned out, but, you know, wouldn't it be helpful to actually be proactive rather than reactive?
Oh, absolutely.
It's 6:29 on WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Coming up in just a moment, who is Robert Mueller? We'll talk to Garrett Graff, author of a book about the FBI, and see if we can get some answers. 6:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are expecting more 90-plus degree heat today. At Dulles yesterday, the mercury hit 91, breaking the old mark of 89. At BWI, it was 93 yesterday. That ties the record. The reading of 91 at Reagan National fell just 1 degree short of tying the record. The Russia investigation is now out of the Justice Department's hands. This after the announcement yesterday of the appointment of a respected former FBI director as special counsel to lead the probe.
The Justice Department is now essentially out of the picture in terms of its role in the investigation with this move by Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, to hand the reins over to Bob Mueller.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. A few scary moments last night for some passengers aboard a JetBlue flight headed to New York. It had to turn around and return to Dulles after hitting a bird. An MWA fire and rescue then responded. Responders then detected a fuel leak once the plane landed. Nobody was hurt, though. A second person has now died after that wrong-way head-on crash on Route 50 outside Annapolis yesterday. A 66-year-old man who was trapped inside his demolished SUV for a couple of hours after the crash died last night. The 22-year-old driver, who was driving the wrong way, died at the scene. Surveillance video from Rockville High School sheds new light on the case of that 14-year-old girl who claimed to have been raped in a boys' bathroom at the school, but it also reveals the shortcomings of the school's security system. NBC4 reports the video shows the girl walking into the bathroom hand-in-hand with a boy. They're in there for several minutes. No security staff is seen. No one goes to check on the girl. Rape charges against two older boys eventually were dropped in that case. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,607, the Nasdaq at 60,11. Sports, the Nationals managed just 3 hits in their loss to the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The Orioles fall to the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, well, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Do you have bags under your eyes? Do you want them to go away? Do you wish every morning that they would go away when you look at your mug in the mirror? Listen, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans. You're not alone here. But now, there's a solution. Genucel, the serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Listen to what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. Susan, it's not just you. I use it. I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or you can have your money back. Chamonix has now extended their amazing Mother's Day sale. Call now and get a free month supply with your order. That's right, free. Order now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, you'll get a second luxury Mother's Day gift for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway. Heading into Largo, you're in delays, but the crash has just been cleared. So, on the Interloop southbound, past 214 Central Avenue, everything to the left shoulder, but as you're merging off of 50 John Hanson Highway, watch for those delays up ahead. Outer Loop side, you've been okay, leaving Forestville and heading on that northbound stretch of the Beltway. Now, out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, a great ride. It's just inside the Beltway where we have a brand new incident. It's going to be inbound 50 after 410, but before you get to 202. So between those two exits for the crash activity. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's been uneventful. Just some of the volume through Jessup, and then inside the Beltway as you merge to DC 295 South. On the topside Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring bunched up, and a reminder, water main repairs continue and will be closed throughout the day as MacArthur Boulevard between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat, two 90-degree days here to wrap up the work week. Above 90 today, 93 with an air quality alert. A few clouds around this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 71, warm and steamy, maybe an isolated shower, thunder shower. Late day thunderstorms tomorrow, still near 90 degrees. Cooler weather by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Springfield, 66 in Bethesda, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637 on WMAL. Coming up at in about a few minutes, about 7:15, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, will join us. He'll have some things to say about the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the Russian matter. At 7:35, Steve Moore, economist from the Heritage Foundation. Then Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Garrett Graff. He is the author of a book called The Threat Matrix, FBI at War. And this is about how Robert Mueller reinvented the FBI after 9/11, about technology and dealing with terror threats and everything, really modernized the FBI. So who better to discuss Robert Mueller than Garrett Graff? Garrett, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here.
So you clearly now, since you know a lot about Robert Mueller, so you are the guy to talk to about this appointment. Were you surprised to see Robert Mueller's name come up and see him pop up as this special counsel?
It had been rumored for a couple of days, but I was surprised to see him pop up, although he exists in a very rarefied existence in Washington as someone really above reproach, as someone very apolitical, very nonpartisan. And so in some ways, when you begin to think through who the people could be who could step into such a difficult and challenging political situation. Robert Mueller actually is on a pretty short list there.
And he actually has broad, he has a broad range with this, with the charge that he was given, because he can also investigate any governmental matters that may come out of this. And so he has a broad range here. Do you see him being that guy who says, okay, I know I'm investigating the Russia thing, but look over here, we have the unmasking that goes along with this, and so we're going to start to see maybe some investigations going that direction. Do you see him reaching this out, or is he going to just stay in this one lane?
So Bob Mueller historically is very good at staying in his lane. He stays very focused on the task in front of him. But he is someone who also is a tenacious prosecutor. He is a lifelong career prosecutor. This is the thing that he enjoys and drives him more than anything else in life. He was the head of the criminal division at the Justice Department during the first Bush administration, then spent just a few months in private practice before he got so frustrated with life in private practice that he gave up his $400,000 a year job to go back to being a junior homicide prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C.
Wow. So let me see. He's 72 years old. He's been out doing private law, which, as you say, may not be his favorite thing in the world. I noticed that they've given him 60 days just to come up with a budget, which suggests this is not going to be a quick and snap kind of investigation. Why do you think he decided to do this? Well, I mean, what would be the motivation for him at 72 to take on something like this?
Simply public service. He is a dedicated
guy, yeah.
He's that guy. He is the guy who he graduated from Princeton and volunteered to go to Vietnam long before people were beginning to dodge the draft. He signed up, joined the Marines, went to Vietnam. And this is someone who sort of at every moment in his life has chosen the path where he could serve the nation.
What about his politics? Do we have any sense at all about that?
Well, he is resolutely nonpartisan and apolitical. He has primarily served in Republican administrations. He was appointed Deputy Attorney General, head of the Criminal Division, and FBI Director, all under the first and the second Bush administration. But he was also appointed a U.S. Attorney by President Clinton, and FBI director again by Barack Obama, who appointed, who asked him to stay on an extra 2 years, an unprecedented 12-year term in total, which was so unprecedented that it required a special act of Congress.
Wow.
To allow him to stay on and extend his term.
So it would assume that he is well thought of on Capitol Hill then, right?
He's incredibly well thought of on Capitol Hill. His original nomination was for FBI director was approved 98-0, and this is someone who has deep respect on both sides of the aisle on Capitol Hill.
Hmm. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about his ability to control things in what seems to be a very uncontrollable environment. The big problem that has been plaguing, obviously, the Trump administration is the leaks. How does he control leaks coming out of this investigation? Because we don't know where these leaks are coming. They seem to be coming from everywhere. How does he control that?
Well, I think what you're going to see is a relatively small team of highly seasoned top investigators. News last night that Bob Mueller's former chief of staff, who'd been working with him in private practice, a guy named Aaron Zebley, is going to be joining this investigation. Now, Aaron Zebley was one of the early FBI agents chasing Al-Qaeda, actually, even before 9/11. So these are sort of seasoned, experienced investigators with a long track record and deep personal loyalty to Bob Mueller.
And so this goes at minimum 60 days. I mean, they got 60 days to come up with a budget. It's going to go much longer than that. And your sense of it is this is a guy who will run silent and quietly in his investigation, right?
Yes, and I don't think that there should be any expectation that this will happen quickly.
Yeah.
FBI investigations do not move quickly, and Bob Mueller is going to be incredibly careful. This is going to be a by-the-book investigation every single step of the way.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
6:43 on WMAO.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAO.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So remember I told you that my dentist retired, and so at Larry O'Connor's urging, I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Well, I don't know about you, but I need to feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking around in my mouth. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room wasn't jammed. There was one gentleman there, and he was waiting for his wife, who was finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's true. They don't rush you. They will talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure you're okay with it. You control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. After all, that's their job. They want you to have a smile you can be proud of, and they don't want you to put off seeing them until you're in pain. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit their webpage, BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, we'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
It's 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95 commuters coming southbound from the ICC to join the Beltway had a crash prior to the Beltway. That's on the shoulder. Then we have the stop and go heading around to Silver Spring. If you're continuing through New Carrollton on the Beltway, inner loop south of 50, that's where you're hitting that stop and go to get past Central Avenue. Crash is confined to the shoulder. Also in on 50 inside the Beltway past 410. Slowing, but it's a brief delay there because now they have that crash quickly out of the travel lanes. Hey, Virginia, we have you covered on 66. It's been about the volume only, thank goodness. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and now up through to the Capitol Beltway. 395 bunched up through Landmark. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Running heat up again today. I don't think we'll get to 96. That's the record. We're going to go 93. Clouds early, then partly cloudy for most of the day, and an air quality alert. Tonight, a passing shower thunderstorm, 71. Tomorrow, late day thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 6:47.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
I rise today with a heavy heart. I rise today with a sense of responsibility and duty to the people who have elected me, a sense of duty to this country, a sense of duty to the Constitution of the United States of America. I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America for obstruction of justice.
Oh, dear Lord. That was Texas Representative Al Green losing his mind. Calling for the impeachment, because this is what you heard yesterday. Based on a memo that no one has seen, we don't even know if it exists, and the New York Times, in all of their reporting zealotry, is that what it is, zealotry, you know, decided to really vet and look at before they ran with the story. So based on that, on a memo that we don't even know exists, we have Texas Representative Al Green on the floor calling for the impeachment of the president for obstruction of justice, which we don't even know if anything happened. And James Comey, the man who allegedly wrote this memo, testified on May 3rd that there was no obstruction of any investigation. So all the facts be damned, let's just call for the impeachment. So So that is why people are losing their mind. We saw the left just totally lose it yesterday. However, in a weird twist of how things usually run, Nancy Pelosi told a CNN town hall on Monday night, so before all of this insanity, that it was too soon to talk about impeaching Donald Trump. And what was interesting is she said, you may not like him. She said, I don't like him, and I don't like his hair. You know, but I think, what are the facts? She actually went so far as to say, we have to think about what are the facts, which I thought was wonderful. But then you've got Green. Now you've also got, here's another one. Here's a Republican talking about it.
What's the disappointment that this is true? Would those allegations be grounds for impeachment?
If the allegations are true, yes.
Have you talked to
but everybody in this country gets a fair trial, including the president or anyone else.
All right, and that was Amish talking about that. You heard about that yesterday. Then everyone started. They all came out of the woodwork, and here you go. Here's everybody talking about impeachment.
The big question, did President Trump try to block the FBI's Russia investigation, commit an impeachable offense?
We keep hearing that I word a lot. Is impeachment now on the table?
The ground has completely shifted on Capitol Hill. So yes, you're going to have hearings. I think we know what the summer is going to be. It's going to be the summer of Comey.
I was in the Nixon administration, as you know, and I thought after watching the Clinton impeachment, I thought I'd never see another one. But I think we're in impeachment territory now. Really? For the first time.
And this is the beauty of the Democrats, and I know I keep beating this over and over again, but you have to open your eyes and see it. They get their talking points out immediately. Immediately, they get their talking points out, and on every cable channel, the mainstream media, except for Fox, you will hear them pound it. I don't know, very, 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 you know, stoically sitting there. Seriously, we could be talking impeachment here. That's what this could be. And they throw it out there. They beat the drum of Hillary lost because of Russia, Russia, Russia. What have they gotten? They finally got their way. They got a special counsel. They got what they wanted. What did they start talking? Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. That's how they got their special counsel. It works. They do it over and over again. Maybe crazy, but it works.
It's 6:51 on WML.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Explore our 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start May 22nd. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
What if your doctor said you had stage 0 breast cancer?
I was just like, wait a minute.
So does she need treatment? Depends who you ask.
For most women, probably doesn't need to be treated.
Raise your hand if you're the one who's willing to die.
7 on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals the harsh realities.
I've been overtreated, overdiagnosed, overscared.
The controversy surrounding stage 0 cancer. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Know what time it is, TGITers?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
It's season finale time.
Does that hurt to hear?
First on the Grace finale, a fight for survival.
The fire is on the floor above us.
That will have you on the edge of your tweet.
1, 2, 3, jump!
Then on the 2-hour scandal finale.
Tell me how you're gonna pull off this attack.
It's Mother Monster versus the Mother Fixer.
I will kill you.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side.
It's 6:53. Time to check and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Jessica Ettinger.
Yeah, hi, good morning. U.S. stock futures all lower, indicating a lower open on Wall Street after yesterday's 372-point drop for the Dow. Right now, futures are pointing to a 90-point drop on the Dow at the open. We'll see what happens. Markets are also lower in Europe and Asia right now. Investors appear to be worried that distractions at the White House are pushing off President Trump's pro-growth agenda, which includes tax reform. Wall Street will have some of its own distractions this morning, including Walmart earnings. Retailers have been slammed recently, but not all of them. And last quarter, Walmart surprised investors with online and in-store sales growth. Other companies reporting today, Ralph Lauren, Children's Place, Gap, and discount retailer Ross Stores. Google Home devices will be compatible with appliances from Whirlpool, LG, GE, and more next month. So you can tell it to preheat your oven for you or check the status of your dishwasher. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 and 630 AM WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Texting while driving makes an accident up to 23 times more likely, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. So make sure your eyes stay on the road. Even talking on the phone has been shown to cause an increase in accidents, as drivers become more focused on their conversation than their surroundings. So turn your phone off while you're driving. Enjoy the trip and get to your destination safely. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in and out of Georgetown, the Palisades area, plan accordingly because MacArthur Boulevard is shut down for an indefinite period of time with the water main repairs. MacArthur Boulevard closed between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. That's a good workaround for you. Also, Canal Road can work as an option. Maryland, let's go 270 southbound. I've been watching the traffic cameras here. Crews had initially reported some sort of debris south on 270, south of 370, but before you get to 28 in Rockville, and now they're reporting a crash right in that same area. So coming out of Gaithersburg into Rockville, keep alert. Top side of the Beltway jammed from 95 to George Avenue. Incidents out of the way. And southbound 95 as you merge to the Beltway. Crash was to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One shy of a record high yesterday. Today will fall short once again. 93 degrees, the record's 96. Air quality alert in effect in a partly cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 6:56.
Get to the Memorial Day sales event at LustineDodge.com. Pacifica's up to $9,500 off MSRP. Cherokee's up to $10,000 off MSRP. Ram's up to $12,000 off MSRP. Acres of vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustine can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with D.C., Maryland, and Virginia's number one full-line Chrysler dealer under Virginia's largest American flag. LustineDodge.com. See dealer for details and all offers.
The Lustine Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustine Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustine Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustine.com.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, you've no doubt seen this guy, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. He's been all over, the cable news shows, and he's been a very active supporter of President Trump. And yesterday, during an interview on WISN Radio, he says he's been offered a job with the folks over at Homeland Security. Here's what he said.
As I will be leaving the position of sheriff to accept an appointment as an assistant secretary in the Department of Homeland Security, I'm both honored and humbled to be appointed to this position by Secretary Kelly, working for the Trump administration, and it will be in specifically the Office of Partnership and Programs with several branches within there. I'll be a liaison with state and local government, with the private sector.
So that was it, and that was a big announcement. But, Mary, there's just one problem. Over at the Department of Homeland Security, they say that there has been no decision and no announcement. In an emailed statement, DHS spokeswoman Jenny Burke said the position mentioned is a secretarial appointment. Such senior positions are announced by the department when made official by the secretary. No such announcement with regard to the Office of Public Engagement has been made. What do you think?
No, I'm not surprised. We'll have to wait to see how it plays out.
Yeah, interesting. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, coming up on WMAL.
Hey, we've got Joe DeGeneva joining us, our favorite legal analyst.
And the FCC is taking up the issue of net neutrality. And Robert McDowell, a former FCC